Fresh manna fell to the ground as a gift from God while the Israelites were in the wilderness. This is what they ate for 40 years. It was fresh from the ovens of heaven, baked by the master baker himself. How the Israelites must have anticipated the taste and the smell of each morning's delivery. Just like the Israelites, you too can now experience the taste and smell of fresh manna. Today, you will be listening to Fred Calkins, interim pastor for the Midland and Mount Pleasant Seventh-day Adventist churches. And now, here's Pastor Fred.
We're looking at the story of Noah today, and he was one of the men of faith. Hebrews 11 spoke of Noah and his faith, and as a phrase here that I think is worth noting, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. This theme of righteousness by faith is one that we need to settle into our hearts and minds. You can't earn your way to heaven. You can't deserve heaven. But God gives it to us as a gift. He wants us to claim it by faith. And that's what Noah illustrated in his life, and what a life it was. Now, we read often that there were 8 on the ark, 4 men and 4 women. Noah was 500 years old when he started having the children that went with him on the ark. I have occasionally wondered if he maybe have had some more children before that. When he was given the call, he was 480 years old, okay? So he had had plenty of time, and God just doesn't give us details on that. But when he was 500 years old, he had his first son named Japheth, and then his second son named Shem, and his third son named Ham. And it may not be important for you to remember those names, but there comes a time that it's good to know them, and they were about 2 years apart. I was noticing as we were coming to church, God did something really special with people. The next child is big enough to walk by the time the new baby comes. He spaced us out so that there's enough time between so that the mother only has to carry at most 2 at a time. Of course, when you get twins and triplets, things get more complicated, and those do happen. But Noah's boys were 2 years apart, according to Scripture. How was it that Noah would be such a person that God would call him? A couple of things here in Genesis chapter 6 that you say, oh. Verse 9, it says Noah walked with God. Well, you remember a couple of weeks ago we looked at Enoch, and Enoch walked with God. Well, Noah walked with God, but he didn't get translated. No, Noah walked with God, and he got given a different job to do, build an ark. And then verse 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's righteousness by faith. It wasn't that he lived so perfectly that God said he deserves to be rescued. It's that he trusted God so fully that God said, I can trust him, I can rescue him. We wonder, how were things that it got so bad that God decided he needed to do something? Well, we have that in this verse too. Back up to verse 5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. All people were thinking about was wickedness. Well, folks, I've been working in public school for a couple of years. It's bad. This world has really gone sour. Things are rough. I believe we can get a pretty good idea of how things were then with this description from 2 Timothy 3 of how things are going to be at the final end, because the Bible tells us that there's a tie between things got so bad that God had to wash this earth with water, and at the end, it's going to be even worse, and he's going to wash this earth with fire. Water the first time, fire the second time. 2 Timothy 3. In the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves. And the doctors are telling us that we should love ourselves. In some ways, perhaps there's some truth in that, but selfishness is rampant. Lovers of themselves, lovers of money. I'm in 2 Timothy 3:2. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. We had a handful of students that got suspended from school for a week because of their disobedience. It's not just parents they're disobedient to. Unthankful. Now, you might not have recognized how serious an issue that is, but here it's listed with all these other things. God wants us to be thankful. When somebody does something nice for you, say thank you. I have often been able to open the outside door and hold it open for the seventh and eighth graders as they're coming into the school. And one day, a couple weeks ago, the principal mentioned that there were six students who had said thank you to the one who'd opened the door. And so I was not the one who opened the door that day, but then I started counting. And yeah, with his reminder, that number doubled. But there's 150 students coming through that door. Saying thank you when somebody opens a door is not a big thing, but it